Our steering doesn't work today.
Hot rods, muscle cars, and automotive echoes of the Gilded Age are the public face of the Rhinebeck Car Show. But look past the tidy rows of glittering bumpers, and you'll see something else. Acres and acres of dust, rust, and chrome. It's the annual swap, where buyers and sellers come from across the East Coast to haggle over the stuff that old cars are made of.
$1
Which hand do you like better? Do you like that one?
Right? $5 with the credit card.
I'll leave that up to you.
I don't care. I like that.
Some early 50 steering wheels. I got some banjo steering wheel off a 37 Ford. I got headers for a 302.
This is George Thomas of St. Johnsville, New York. He spent last weekend presiding over a long row of card tables covered in, well, just about anything a car lover could need.
Flathead motor mounts, flathead water pumps, and some 35 Chevy headlights, and some gauges out of a 35 Ford truck. It's just fun to be here and sell stuff, you know, and meet the people here. It's a real good show, you know. So it's, like I said, I've been here for 25 years. I've had different spots here, and this is a great spot because we get to see the cars come and go.
Other vendors, like Skip Albright of Glenmont, New York, have a narrower focus.
We tend to sell antique garagiana, stuff from old petroleum stations, gas stations, repair stations. There's some battery chargers and some antique test equipment. There's a heat gun down there that they would use to heat up parts with. It's kind of like a hair dryer, only it's industrial.
And if you need headlights, Donald Axelrod of Lynn, Massachusetts is your man.
Come to me, I've got them. From my finding them now, it's mostly the old timers that are dying off, and I'm buying them from estate sales from their heirs. It's recirculating within the hobby.
That recirculation used to happen at junkyards, but with fewer yards and fewer old cars, quality parts are harder to find. Just ask Howard Folds of Wayne, New Jersey. He makes a living restoring antique car radios.
All the large junkyards are basically folding under. The land is worth more now as development than it is for a 40-acre junkyard to hold cars from 1940s, 50s, and so on. So they're closing. It's disappearing. It's parts like this are becoming few and far between. It's really the only outlet other than eBay to get rid of this stuff or to buy it. And people come from all over the world to these swap meets. What was unique about radios before, let's say 1975, they were built for the car. The radio was molded literally to the dash, contour, decorative, the knobs matched your wiper knobs, everything like that. Whereas they went generic about 1978, all they did was change the knob color. It was same radio, one size fits all. So the demand isn't there for anything late model. The early model stuff, unique to the car. Some of the radios you can name your price. A 54 Corvette, I've had several of those. It's a $2,000 radio in a heartbeat, and that's not working.
By Sunday afternoon, the swap's tents and tables were a little less crowded with inventory, but George Thomas was still doing steady business.
Bumpers and tires. We also had some 36 to 37 Ford grills and some 32 Ford gas tanks, running boards, radiator, and some 48 Plymouth bumpers front and back. That's pretty much the goal of it. And Hot Wheels, a lot of Hot Wheels.